KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Contractors say a crackdown on extortion crimes in the construction sector is long overdue. Andile Zondi, who's with the SA Federation of Civil Engineering Contractors, says small businesses have been under attack for as long as 4 years.
The reality of it is that the majority of the incidents happened to smaller contractors that didn't have the resources. And we feel that those are the contractors that were actually most affected by the site disruptions because they didn't have the resources, financial and human, to deal with this issue.
He was speaking at the National Construction Summit in Durban yesterday. Public Works and Infrastructure, Police and National Treasury representatives signed a declaration to end crime at construction sites. It includes pledges to improve law and order and support skills development among emerging entities. Meanwhile, Deputy Public Works Minister Sihle Zikalala has made an appeal to engineers. He says there is a need to assess the quality of work on various construction projects to prevent infrastructure collapses. Zikalala referenced the deaths of 4 workers when a bank collapsed in Ballito earlier this year.
Engineers in general must confront the challenges of the lack of quality of work that we have seen in various construction projects. This includes the collapse of the George building, the collapse of a building in Eastern Cape, and the collapse of one building here in Ballito.
KZN Health MEC Nomagogo Simelane has urged the Road Accident Fund to boost measures to ensure that beneficiaries don't misuse the claims paid out to them. She says the funds are meant to help crash victims cover their medical bills and pay for physical rehabilitation. Simelane says there are crash survivors who have been taken advantage of by unethical lawyers, some of whom have already been arrested. The MEC was speaking at the launch of a renovated rehabilitation centre at Clearwood Hospital yesterday.
The team of physiotherapists, doctors, healthcare workers who will use this facility are all instrumental in minimising people's long-term disability.
One of Hong Kong's prominent pro-democracy figures has taken the stand in a controversial collusion trial. Jimmy Lai has defended his now shuttered newspaper, saying it represented Hong Kong's core values. He says he wanted to deliver messages of freedom when he entered the media business. The 76-year-old founder of tabloid Apple Daily is accused of colluding with foreign forces, a charge that could carry a sentence of up to life in prison. The case centers around articles in the newspaper that supported huge, sometimes violent, pro-democracy protests in 2019 and criticized Beijing's leadership. Western countries and rights groups have demanded the businessman's release. And Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship rocket has splashed down in the Indian Ocean somewhere off the coast of Western Australia. Donald Trump was watching earlier as the craft blasted off from its launch pad in Texas.
Flight directors go for launch.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was hoped the rocket's booster would return to its base and be caught by a pair of arms, but that went into the sea as well. Got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a Bafana Bafana finish. AFCON qualifiers unbeaten. Rafael Nadal's tennis career is now officially over. And Jordan and Jaden Hendricks are set to start for the Springboks against the Welsh.